How many garden parties is a garden party too far? This image shows Boris Johnson at a gathering behind 10 Downing Street during the first lockdown in May 2020. His office has always claimed this was a work meeting. Now he's under intense pressure after press reports he attended another gathering here 5 days later, along with dozens of colleagues. An email from one of his advisers to 100 members of staff said, "Hi all, after what has been an incredibly busy period, we thought it would be nice to make the most of the lovely weather and have some socially distanced drinks in the No. 10 garden this evening. Please join us from 6 p.m. and bring your own booze."
And I know that people are also eager for news of
the same day, the Culture Secretary was on television telling the public they shouldn't meet more than one person from another household. In Parliament on Tuesday, the opposition was granted an urgent question.
To ask the Prime Minister to make a statement on reports of events held in the Downing Street Garden on the 20th of May 2020.
Boris Johnson didn't turn up, leaving it to a Cabinet colleague to fend off repeated calls for him to resign.
I apologise again, unreservedly, for the upset that these allegations have caused. The Prime Minister has asked for an investigation to take place, and the terms of reference for the investigations that are underway have already been published.
In recent months, the press has been full of reports of social gatherings in Downing Street where COVID-19 regulations were broken. But this time it feels different. Johnson has refused to deny anything, saying only that there'll be an investigation by Sue Gray, a senior civil servant. Well, the reaction of the former head of the Scottish Conservatives was particularly acerbic on Tuesday. She said nobody needs an official to tell them whether they were at a boozy shindig in their own garden. Well, apart from Sue Gray's investigation, the police here now say they're in touch with the Cabinet Office over those reports of a garden party. The government's official number of people who've died from COVID-19 has just passed 150,000. No surprise then that the airwaves have been full of people who lost loved ones in 2020 and weren't allowed to attend their funerals, condemning the Prime Minister. Boris Johnson's popularity ratings have already slumped in recent months. Whether this latest scandal translates into any real attempt by his party to replace him is less clear. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera, London.